Another Friday morning, and glad to be joined once again for our injury of the week by Dr. Mark Plumby of First Settlement Orthopedics. And this morning we are sticking with baseball before we dive in. Dr. Plumby, how are you doing?
Going well, Sean. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, always learning so much on a Friday, and getting us ready for baseball season, as we talked last week about the Tommy John injury. And this week we're gonna hone in for the Reds fans on Matt McClain, who last season, if you recall, missed all the entire season, a spring training injury. It was a labrum cartilage damage as well, a shoulder injury. So let's break this down a little bit. Obviously, these can be pretty severe injuries if we're talking about something that can take an entire season away from a player.
Yeah, so the labrum is a tissue that's around the socket of the joint. You know, the shoulder joint's a ball and socket joint, and it depends on where the tear is. You can get a tear in the front of the shoulder, the labrum, the back of the labrum, and it depends on the mechanism. And for this run that we're talking about with Miles, it sounds like it might have been batter's shoulder, which happens in the leading shoulder of a right-handed batter. So the left arm facing the pitcher, when you're going through that swing, there's a tremendous amount of force going through that shoulder in a backwards motion, and so strong that it can actually tear that back labrum and potentially pop the shoulder out of the back. So that's what it sounds like he was potentially in with. I don't know 100%, just speculating, but it can be managed operatively, non-operatively. For him, this sounded like he had to have a labrum repair and some cartilage issue addressed as well.
Yeah, and just what we'd sort of talked about prior to this, it sounds like that cartilage situation can really be quite a jungle to get into.
Yeah, cartilage is challenging to deal with in any joint because it doesn't heal itself very well. So depending on the size of the cartilage injury dictates, you know, sometimes we can drill some holes in the bone where that cartilage defect is, and that will allow that pothole of cartilage to fill back in with some fibrous tissue. Is it as good as the normal, what you're born with cartilage? No, but it can help with your symptoms and give you some significant relief for several years. And then there are other procedures that you can do where you can fill in with maybe some cadaver cartilage. But when you are talking about a cartilage injury, you're really buying yourself a much longer recovery in any of the joints, especially in the shoulder. Usually it can be anywhere between a 9 to 12 month recovery when you have to address the cartilage, as opposed to when there's just a labral tear. It is oftentimes about a 4 to 6 month recovery when you do a labral repair.
Dr. Mark Plumby here with us on a Friday morning, our injury of the week, as we break down the shoulder injury that took a season away from Reds infielder. And primarily, I think he's going to play second base, is the news out of Reds camp from Terry Francona. But Matt McClain, the focus here this morning, and Dr. Mark Plumby, of course, here with us from First Settlement Orthopedics. You mentioned batter's shoulder there. So what's some of the prevention as we talk about a shoulder injury like this? Is it one of those tried and true stretching methods are going to be a big part of it?
Yeah, stretching is big. So usually it's rotator cuff stretching. There's also other areas where you can get a labral tear, and that's at the top of the labrum. So we refer to the labrum in the shoulder as a clock face. So at the 12 o'clock position, overhead athletes in their dominant arm can get superior labral tears. We often refer to them as a flap tear. So those ones are the biggest way to prevent those is by doing rotator cuff strengthening and then stretching of the back capsule. A lot of guys who are doing repetitive overhead throwing develop a type of adaptive mechanism where they are able to throw really hard because they grow accustomed to that external rotation, and the back of the shoulder gets really tight. So if you focus on stretching the back of the capsule, that will help take some pressure off of the area that causes those slap tears.
That's fascinating stuff that we get into every Friday morning here on the Injury of the Week with Dr. Mark Plumbey. And Reds fans hopefully can get a full season out of Matt McClain here this year, their second baseman, coming back from a labrum injury, and certainly will be a big plus for them. Hey, it's always a big plus as we get to sit down with Dr. Plumbey and learn a little bit. You know, every week I feel like I'm just going to be learning about parts of the body I didn't even know existed.
Good stuff. I love it.
I do as well. And we thank you for your time here on a Friday morning. Dr. Mark Plumbey of First Settlement Orthopedics. Hey, let's get back in.
Thanks, Sean.
Hey, thank you so much. A sports update around the corner on local radio.